We're learning Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting from the beginning of the Amud and top of the Amud. We have before a memra for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that you have a bechor that's a tam and already was given to the kohen. The kohen has to bring it now as a carbon. The halacha is that the kohen cannot sell it. Why not? It's not really his. It belongs to Hekdesh. It belongs to carbon. That's to be brought as a carbon. Only once you make up the carbon and now you can eat the basa, then it belongs to you. That's what Rav Nachman says. Therefore, he said you cannot sell a bechor tam, even a koyim, because it's not his. I think I'm going to ask different kashrus on Rav Nachman. Eisvei. But bechor ne'emad says in the Brayis like this. The pasuk says by bechor, lo sifta, but the halacha is, you can't do pidyon, lo sifta, oh, v'nim kahu, but it's mutter to sell. It's mutter to sell. You let us sell a bechor. Now, my eskidim, which type of bechor are we talking about? We're talking about Bezmanazah when it's not a carbon, where Rav Nachman is Moedah. Rav Nachman is Moedah. Bezmanazah, even a Bechar Tam that's alive, you could sell. A Kohen could sell. Why? Because since it's not brought as a carbon, so it belongs to him. So here in this price, it says, you let us sell a Bechar. So what's the case? Ilim Bezmanazah, Eimah Seifa, as Domam Tizrekam Mezbeach. The Pasuk says, end of that Pasuk. It says, the Pasuk of Bechar. We'll read you the lashon of the pasuk. Ah, b'char shor, b'char kesef, b'char eiz lo sifta. And the end of the pasuk says, as don tizrek amazbech v'schal b'ntak there. So we see what the pasuk is talking about, zman hamikdash. Because they even say, if you look at the end of the pasuk, as don tizrek al amazbech v'zman hazeh miyik amazbech, zon mazbech, zman hazeh al b'shita, the pasuk told zman shmizik v'shkayim. And what am I? And what are we talking about? Ilema b'amum, if don't b'amum, and that you can sell. Something. So it can't be Ramum. Michazi, Hulakrav, Elav, it must be talking about Vitam. And Victoni, it says, Nimku, you can sell it. Like the Bryce says clearly, it can be sold. Am Islay, Lekoyin, Schiavagava. You see that even a Bechor Tam, Bizman Besa Mikdash, the Koyin can sell it. And not like Rav Nachman, Akasha, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer, Amphit Gemara, me the Irya. Ratio of the pasuk that says you could sell it. So we're talking about and the same for the pasuk that says that don't want tizrek amazbech. We're talking about a tam. So I mean, like, you know, the bechor shor bechor eiz belongs to. It's lo sifta, can't redeem it, but the kain could sell it. That's talking about a ba'amum. And the end says it's don't want tizrek amazbech. That's talking about a case where it is a. But there a time, and there you'll be makarit on mizbech. That'll be the halacha. Not the Gemara, right? The Mosav, not a kasha. Mosav Rav Misharshia. Kehenes shenis arav vlad of vlad. We have a kehenes, and she had a shivcha, and they both had babies at the same time, and the babies got mixed up together. So now one baby is a kohen, and the other baby is an eved. We're not sure who's who. So kehenes shenis arav vlad of vlad shivcha. You don't know which one's the Eved and which one's the Adoin, which one is the, you know, the Kayin. Take deal about the Ruvis, when they both got older, then the Meshachim Zazah, they each free each other because they each say, if I'm the master, I'm freeing you. That's the each right of star, if I'm the master, I'm freeing you. Shtei Mechel Mechuma, they both get Chuma. Why? Because one of Shach. If he's a Kayin, he gets Chuma. If he's an Eved Kayin, he also gets Chuma. The chelik and chelik echal agurin. The chelik one chelik on the gurin because the eved doesn't get a chelik. He can't collect a chelik or chuma. Why not? Because people are going to think he's real kohen then. So halacha is he's not allowed to get a chelik in the Beis Agronis. That's the halacha. So they go together and the Rimon of Shach get a chelik. Even though one of us have short kohen, so we'll get something al agurin. B'chayron. The Bechayrin of these Sfekis, Yiru Achi Yastavu. You have to wait till they get a mum, B'yeichlu b'mumon, and they'll be eaten to them b'mum. So that says by Bechar. We have a Bechar of these Sfekis, the halacha is, it's eaten with a mum to them. So I'm going to ask, Maya Eskina, what type of Bechar are we talking about over here? And when also? Ilem Mizman Azeh, we're talking about Mizman Azeh when there's no Kabanois. Ma'ish Dodi Don, Ma'ish Dodi Do. If it's Mizman Azeh, all Bechayrois. We wait till we get some mum. So what's special about these fakers? You know what? Wait till we get some mum. Everything gets waits to get some mum. My story don't my story do. They don't have any mum, you know. What's the reason mum? El alav is my special kaim. From what's answer to kaim, I'm saying like this. That if it's a suffix, so then the halacha is we can wait to get some mum. But if it's not a suffix, so then, if it's not a suffix, it belongs to Yisrael, I give it to a kohen. You know, if it belongs to the kohen, it brings it as a carbon. But here it's a suffix, and therefore you can't bring it as a carbon. Why not? Because the other guy who's an eved not allowed to eat from that carbon. Therefore, we wait to get some mom, and then both can eat from it. Once you get some mom, and you shechted after get some mom, then everyone can eat it, even goyim can eat it from it, like it's the Gemara Bukharis. So, like upon him, what we're saying the Bukhar we're talking about here, it can't be Vizman Azeb, because Vizman Azeb, everything goes by Mumon. So, must be Vizman Vizman Mikdash. And still it says that they get to keep it. So, Bishlam, Isle, Lekurin, Schieber, Gaval, Shapir. It's very good. But, Eli Amrit, less, they hold like Ramach, but doesn't have a Schieber. Lacey Gizbo Lishkale, why do we let it get a mum? Let the Gizbo come and say, what do you mean? It belongs to Hekish, belongs to our carpet. Give it to me. You know, after we shecht it, we'll worry about it. But right now it doesn't belong to you. You can't keep it and wait to a mum. So the kash is, if it's talking about a tam, Bizman Bismik, the Shfir of Nachman doesn't belong to him, so let the Gizbo come and go get it. So my answer is no. We asked that what's special about getting a mum? Everything needs a mum. The Mara Pasha, the Kakashur Loch, Maishno Didom, Maishno Didom, what's the difference between. What's the difference if it belongs to the regular Yisrael or belongs to the Kayin? What was the difference that we said here, wait to get some mum? I'll tell you the difference. Ananya being like Kayin Mayu. If a Yisrael has a Bechar, if he has a Bechar, you know what he has to do with it? He has to give it to the Kayin. Here, since these two are Suffolk, they're allowed to keep it. Inu, Kimin the Ikubu, Mixas, Kayin, since one of them is a Kayin, Mafgale, Likahanim. They can keep it because any Kayin says that I want, you know, give it to me, it's my mama in Kayin. The guy says, what do you mean? I'm a Kayin. Prove me I'm not a Kayin. I'm a Safa Kayin. Prove me I'm not a Kayin. And that is the difference between the do and the don. I had the question was, you're Rosh Hashanah. Any Bechar is like that. The Chesh is there. They can keep it. But Nechel B'mumon L'Bailim, like the Bryce said. They can eat it themselves. And that's the Chiddush of this Bryce. That by Safa, they can eat it themselves. Lishna Achrina, very similar. Lishna Achrina, one little difference. But Lishna Achrina, that the Gemara asked in the case of the Safik, Vizman Azeh, if Tumas Man Azeh, Mar Iriya Bacharis Dilahan Sveikas, what's the difference between the Bachar of these Sveikas? I feel they don't be Yiru. Even a regular one, even a Bachar Vadai from Israel, also has to be Yiru. Wait to get some mum. Hello, Pshita, Vizman Shabbat Shakayim. What's the Vizman Shabbat Shakayim? So Gemara asks that he, Bibamum Yirach Yistoivu, Hamasav Mekayman. I can't see Yirach Yistoivu, it has a mum already. So what's he talking about? Pshita Batamim. And it's Mash Vahani who would let Mizavni. Dafka these fakers, they don't sell it. They keep it, wait to get some mum. Vadai, we have Vadai Bechar Mizavni, you can sell it. So what do you see? You see, this is the only difference in the first lesson and second lesson. Hadig Mar proves. So you see, he has a Schia. The first lesson proves that he has a Schia, that the Gizbar doesn't take it away from them. He were proving because it's a Diak. It's Mashma, fakers have no choice but wait to get some mum. But a Vadai, he can sell it. They could sell it. So Maisi, you see that you could sell not like Rav Nachman and for the Gemara Lo'ilam Bizman Azeh. Took him Bizman Azeh. Aye, my Kashaloch. Phil Donami. Even I was also wasting to get him on Yeru. Lemetziru Matras Leila Koin. He can't. The difference is that a regular Yisrael can't push away a coin. Well, this they can Safakuna. No Safakuna. But Hani Sveikas Matru Lekoin. They can push away the coin. Go Chad Vachad Omale Lekoin. Da Ano Koin. Ano Koin. Every guy pushes away. Well, I'm the coin. I'm the coin. So I'm keeping it. That's the difference in all these cases. I ask you another kasha of Nachman. Talk about Iron Adachas. Lochas by Iron Adachas, all the behemoths by Iron Adachas, and everything they have to destroy. All the things they have to destroy. So it says in the Pasuk, Rechol Behemta, the Lashon of the Pasuk gives us, Kol Shlolo Tikbay Tatog Rechayva, Vesiraf Tabay Shusir, Ves Kol Shlolo Kol Hashem Agecha. And the pasuk says, the pasuk before that, Hakei sakes yosh ve'ir yil v'charev, Hakeim oisah ve'es kol asher bov, es behem ta l'fi charev. Your behema, behem ta, your behema. Talk to Braisa, Rav Shimon Eina, behem ta, is coming, l'prat l'behemas b'char u'maiser sheba. It's coming to exclude the behema of b'char and maiser, that those behemos do not get destroyed together with the Irin HaDachas. Dafka your behema, not behema b'char u'maiser, is not considered yours. And said the pasuk shlala, all your money that's coming pratla kesef ma'isa sheni shabbat. It's coming to exclude kesef ma'isa sheni. This man the Yama holds ma'isa sheni mamoin gavaya. Ma'isa sheni is stuff you have to bring up there to show to eat. And this man the Yama holds it belongs to mamoin gavaya, belongs to the gavaya, and therefore will not be destroyed together in adacha. So behemta comes to exclude bechara ma'isa, and shlala comes to exclude kesef ma'isa sheni. Now, ma'isa skina, which type of bechara are we talking about? Ilim mizvan hazeh. There's no mizvan hazeh. This whole brisa of talking about there's no bechar but irin adachas. There's no mizvan hazeh. Meek irin adachas. There's no irin adachas mizvan hazeh. Vatran ain't no yisim irin adachas. Al bezim shishim echad. They need 71. Bezim 71 to do irin adachas. And mizvan hazeh, there is no sahedra gedola sitting in the lishkas hagazos in beis hamikdash. And they can't do irin adachas. He dafka 71. Learn from a pasuk. The dafka in bezim 71 could do irin adachas. We don't have that, so he can't be mizvan hazeh. I'm talking about the van vizvan shekayim. That's talking about yirah dachas, and says that the kumbu is klu b'char. What type of b'char? You never b'amum haynu behem tod. And why taka is it excluded? That is your behemoth. It's b'amum. El pshito, but tam to one at a time, and says that's not included in behem tod. Siyam v'shlama istu shchiyah b'gava shapir. You need a pasuk because we own it, and kamash lon that you know behem tod says b'char is not included. And then it's less lay. He doesn't own it. Lovely, you don't need a pasuk behemta for that. Lovely behemta. Typically, mishlal v'shal shemayim. It belongs to shemayim. It doesn't belong to you at all. So our kachor was saying this day you need a mir. It means that there is a schiyah begava, and we're talking about vav v'zman v'tzemitish kayim because in our dach is only v'zman v'tzemitish kayim. And for the gemara la'olam, we're talking about ba'amum. Talking about bechor ba'amum. What was the problem with that? The problem with that is that how can you exclude it? Taka is behema. That was more as kasha. Lo'im ba'amum. The kasha lo. Hainu behemta is taka yor behema. So the Gemara, no. Misha necha v'teres behemta. Only some of its mamash eaten legamri like a behema. Yotzu b'char u'maiser she'ina necha olam v'teres behemta. It's not mamash eaten like your behema. Why? The Tanaim with the Mishnah. Kol p'shul ha-mikdashim, regal p'shul ha-mikdashim n'karim v'it lezik ha-sel in a book of shop and shchotim v'it lezik ha-shechtim in a book of shop. V'shkolim litra, you're allowed to weigh it. But a litra. Chutzim ha-b'char u'maiser, you're not allowed to do that. And why don't we allow him to do that? Because the bazaar hektish, I design all, and also the bailam. We don't care about the nosim for bailam. The bailam gets more money fit because of that. We don't care about the bailam. By psulim makdashim, hektish gets more money. That's what we allowed him to do the bazaar, but not by bechara ma'isa. What do you see? Bechara ma'isa has an ister to sell in a butcher shop. So he's saying, therefore, the question was that behemta should include bali mumin because it's yours. So no, these bali mumin are not mamish behemta because they have certain restrictions, and therefore they're excluded from the pasuk. But a vada atam, you don't need a pasuk for that because that's shlal shemayim. That's the Gemara's answering. Nothing more about meisvei, not a kasha. Rav Nachman says in the pasuk, there's a pasuk called shvuas hapikadon. That means someone has, oh, I give something to Reuven to watch me. I come to Reuven 2 weeks later. I say, Reuven, where's my thing? Reuven says, I don't have it. And Reuven swears, and then you find it by him. The halach is he has to bring a asham, he has to pay a chaimish. He has all these halachas. And so what's the halacha if I give him my shlomim to watch and denies that he has it and he makes a shvua? Do you want to have an asham on that? It's telling this pasuk. It says the pasuk, mala mala b'ashem. It says there was a me'ila b'ashem. Even though it was kichesh v'amisai, you denied something your friend gave you. It says mala mala b'ashem. So it's coming to teach us the rabbi's kachem kalim. The kachem kalim also has din shvua sapakadin on it. And if the guy denies it, then he has all the halachas of shvua sapakadin. That's what teaches us the pasuk Mala Mala Bashem. So, I might have said that it was an asham. It could be it's an oil of a yared. But it is an asham. It is an asham. It's a shvuah that brings an asham. And when Marbet Kachim Kalam, that's Mamim Bailim, that if I give it to someone, he denies it, he swears, he'll bring a carbon, and it's Marbet's pasuk. Marbet Kachim Kalam, she's Mamim Bailim. It's a very basic lily. Famous very basic lily, have all of a shas. But as Yomar, the Rabbi Shlomim, only Shlomim, and not Kachem Kalam, which means Kachem Kalam includes Bechor, Meiser, and Shlomim. Benazai says only Shlomim. Have you heard of no, Leon Benazai, El Bechor, Levan, only Bechor. Only Bechor, only Bechor. The kids that we see, the Zaman Yomar holds that the Shuas of a Kalam are Bechor. So I'm not asking, what are we talking about? Elim is Ban as Adum and Shlomim Kalam. It's Vashra, it's the same time as Shlomim, and Shlomim is only Zam, Shalai Kayim. El Pshita, Bizman Shmeshikayim, Tokum Bizman Shmeshikayim, and then says that if you deny a Bechor, it could be you a Chayiv Asham. Umayaskini, Lima Barbamum, Hodum Shlomo Tanim. Similar to Shlomim, Shlomim, of course, we're talking about a Tamim, or a, it makes no difference Tamim Bamum by Shlomim, because there's no Schia from carbon. Shlomim Be'etzem belongs to Hashem. So there, it makes no difference if it's a Tam or Bamum. And we say Dumim the Shlomim, so just like Shlomim could be a Tam, here also it's a Tam. A lab a Tam. Shmami no, it's the Kohen Shchivagavah. You see a Bechor Tam, the Kohen gives it to someone to watch, there's a Shuas of a Kohen, you see he has a Shchivagavah. It's a Kasha on Rav Nachman. turned on with Chesam Abayis, and for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, you're right, there's a good kasher of Nachman, but I'll tell you like this, Loi Loilom B'tam, don't worry about Tam. But we're talking about this Tam came from Chutzlarz, and the Zman Beis Mikdash came from Chutzlarz. Uchar v'Chutzlarz, and Rav Shimon here, the Amar, and Bo'u Tamim Yakivu. Shimon holds, you don't have to bring, and maybe even now, you shouldn't bring. But Uchar v'Chutzlarz is better if it has a mum. You don't have to bring it for a carbon. If you bring it for a carbon, it works. So we're saying it's enough domain to shlomim because the carbon works. But we're not going to say here if Nachman will agree that it's called mamon kain. Why? Since it's not doesn't have to be brought lahakrava, you do have a schus in it. And therefore, Rav Nachman will agree here you have a schus in this bechar, even though it's a tam. Why? Since I could keep it here in chutzlars and wait till it gets a mum, I have a schia begava. Since I don't have to bring it for a carbon, I have a schia begava, and that's enough. Therefore, Rav Nachman agrees. We have two cases where Rav Nachman agrees already. In Zman Hazeh and in Chostar. It's both cases where it's not have to be brought like Rava. He agrees you could sell it and you do have a Schia.